Tampa Bay's morning crew.
I feel good.
Time for your I feel good story right now.
Well, this woman on TikTok, she is getting lots of praise for her random act of kindness. She went to a Taco Bell and got a nice compliment from the Taco Bell employee. Take a listen.
So I went to Taco Bell, and the lady there complimented my nails, and I was telling her how they're press-ons, and she was like, oh, I want some, like, where'd you get them? And I told her, like, the Walmart down the street, and she gave me a free Baja Blast. Right now, I'm about to go surprise her with some press-on nails, and let's see if she likes it.
Hi, girly. I wanted to make your day a little better.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love that. That's great.
I mean, how awesome is that? She got a compliment. She's like, yeah, you can just probably get them at Walmart down the street. So she's like, I'm going to go get her some. And then she went and got her some nails. Just like made that lady's day. I mean, just those
very
small,
simple, yeah.
Yeah, small, simple things that you can do to brighten up somebody's day like that. So I love that.
All right. Would you be happy with press-on nails?
You know, I wish I could use press-on nails because my nails, it's expensive. I have to go every 15 days.
Right.
And it would be great if I could use Lee press-on nails. But I just don't think that's going to work out for me.
I stopped using them years ago. Anyway.
Right, believe me, I wish I could.
7:05, we have your morning motivation. And then 7:15, of course, that second date update for you. Here's Jameson Rogers, Some Girls on 995 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK, time for your morning motivation. Lana, motivate us.
Be thankful for what you have. You will end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough.
Don't try to keep up with your neighbors or the Joneses or whatever. Live with among your means, and by doing that, you get to another level financially. That'll be great. All right, very cool. Coming up, 7:15, second date update. It's Scotty McCreary right here. Five more minutes on 995 QYK.
The number you have reached.
It's time now for the second date update on 995 QYK.
Well, you can always email us, qyksecondateupdate@gmail.com. We got an email today from Brittany. She's looking for some help with her date that she went on with a guy named Drew. She's on the phone right now. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
We're doing great. So we want to hear about your date with Drew.
Well, I mean, I thought it went really well. I met Drew on Match.com, and then we decided to get together. We went to Stonewood, and that was really fun, and I just really liked hanging out with him. Really good conversation. He's funny and smart, you know. Definitely nice guy, super cute. Like, just all around, you know, it was a good date.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard from him since. I don't know why.
Okay, so let me talk about the date. When you guys were having conversations, do you feel like you had a lot in common? Did you feel like you were, you know, clicking, being flirty, that type of thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he was definitely more a bit, like, reserved. And
okay.
I had to, you know, get him to warm up. But it's a first date, and that happens. So, you know, I just assumed that it was just him being a little nervous.
Well, yeah, and he's erring on the side of being a gentleman. And,
sure.
Right, exactly.
Did you feel like an attraction? Did you feel like there was a connection? Because you can kind of tell.
I definitely felt that, you know, good eye contact and, you know, really nice banter. And, you know, we talked about, like, kind of everything from, you know, TV shows to family and, like, childhood stuff. Like, you know, it was good. And food was great. And we both like the same things to eat. Sometimes that can be a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's nothing you can think of that would have turned him off or anything, or anything that went wrong.
No, I mean, like, not at all. I don't know what it was.
All right, well, let's do this. We're gonna put you on hold, Brittany. We're gonna try to call Drew for you. Okay, hang on. Well, Brittany is very confused why her date, Drew, has not gotten back to her. It's 995 QYK, the 7:15 second date update. They went to Stonewood in Brandon. They had a great time out there. She said she felt like they connected on levels. They felt like they had a lot in common when it came to family and all that. But since the date, has not heard anything from him.
But we asked if there was anything that happened on the date, and then she said there's nothing she could think of on why he wouldn't be calling her back.
Well, hopefully we can jog her memory right now by calling Drew.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if we can get him on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Drew?
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, this is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here from 99.5 QIK. How are you?
I'm good.
I love the pause.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a response I usually get. Hey, listen, we wanted to talk to you for a minute, if we could, on the air, if it's okay with you, to ask you, actually, and tell you about this girl that's really, really into you, and she wants to make it known and had a couple questions for you. Would you mind if we talk to you?
Okay, whoa.
I know, we're catching you off guard this morning. We're just going to ask you a couple questions about this date you recently went on. Is that okay if we talk to you?
I guess.
All right, we wanted to ask you about Brittany. We heard you guys met on Match.com. You heard, went to Stonewood. She had a great time with you. I guess she's been trying to get a hold of you since, and there's something going on, I guess, because you have not gotten back to her. So we were just looking to find out why, because she's really into you.
Oh, man. Well, she's very nice. Don't get me wrong. She's a really cool girl. I just didn't really feel comfortable around her, I guess, is like the nicest way I can say it.
Well, you can say it more bluntly if you want to.
Careful, though. We're on the radio.
Yeah, what do you mean you didn't feel comfortable?
Well, I mean, I know that I wasn't the only one because a lot of people at the restaurant were also staring and they seemed as confused as I was. So she explained to me that she had a procedure, like a cosmetic procedure, I guess you'd call it, of sorts. Basically, she was wearing like an extremely, extremely revealing outfit.
Ah. Oh, that kind of surgery.
Yes, I'm with you on this.
Go on.
Yeah. And it was like kind of shocking. Like this was extreme. Like this was not
talking like a low cut shirt is what you're talking about, like that type of thing.
Yeah.
And everybody was staring, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, even I was even staring just because I was like, I thought I was on like camera or something. I was like, whoa,
that's too much for you, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot. And she said it was a recent thing, so maybe she was like excited about it or something. But I don't know. I mean,
she was excited.
It was not family friendly. I'll just say that.
All right. So because of that, you felt a little uncomfortable because what she was wearing was a little too revealing, and you felt like everybody was staring.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we actually have Brittany on the phone, Drew, and I'd like to get her side of this thing. Brittany?
Yeah.
I'm kind of afraid to ask you questions right now because I want to keep this as appropriate as possible, but you heard what Drew had to say. Is that accurate?
I mean, I was wearing something that I love and I look really good in, and honestly, like, most guys would love that, so I don't really know what the problem is. He is right. I just got the girls done. And, you know, why would I not want to show that off? I mean, that's the whole reason I got them.
Lana, take it away.
Yeah.
I know. I think there's a time and a place for that. And it just sounds like he's not really into that sort of thing.
I guess. I mean, I don't really understand why you're uncomfortable, Drew. Like, that's so strange. I mean, a lot of guys that, you know, but they would just, like, wish that they were you. I'm sure there were guys in the restaurant, for that matter, that wished they were you. So, I just don't get it. You know, I'm a really cool girl. If you, like, brought me around your friends and we were watching football, like, they would love me. So, I don't get it.
I like the confidence.
Drew?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I am not shaming you in any way. You can do whatever you want. I have no doubt there are plenty of guys out there who would be totally into that. It's just not right for me. And the thing that you just said about, like, the party with my friends or whatever, like, that is that's like confirming my suspicions. I don't want my friends, like, loving you, as you just said. Like, I'm looking for, like, a relationship where it's just between me and, like, the person I love. So I don't care what other people think about you in that way. I don't want people looking at you in that way if we're together.
You're just not, you just don't want to date somebody who's flamboyant and out there in the center of attention.
Someone a little more conservative.
A little bit more conservative.
Would that be accurate, Drew?
In this way, yeah. And as I said, I'm sure there are plenty of guys who would love it. I just don't think it's a good match for me.
Yeah, we're about to take some calls right now.
Come you didn't ask her out again? Well,
yeah. Well, Brittany, you heard what you had to say. I just think you may have been a little too much for him on this one. And hey, do you? Whatever makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel good about yourself. No judgment on our side. But it sounds like it's just a little too much for Drew, Brittany. So I'm sorry we couldn't make it happen, but I wish you luck.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, his loss, man. You know, fine. Thank you guys for helping me find out what happened.
You got it. And Drew, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. Well, an interesting 7:15 second date update, to say the least. It's 99.5 QIK.
Eye-opening.
Eye-opening, absolutely. It was Brittany and Drew, and Drew was not interested in going on another date with Brittany because she showed up looking a little revealing. Mm-hmm. She was a little revealing with what she was wearing. She may have had some things
enhanced.
That's a good way to put it. Thank you very much. I'm like, I don't get fired.
And Drew he's just not into it.
Right. So he said, no, I'm good. Like, that's just not for me. And she's like, well, a lot of guys would love this. I don't know what your problem is. So anyway, going to get your calls right now. Jeff in Tampa, what'd you think?
That cracked me up. That was great. I mean, neither one of them seemed like bad people.
Right.
That was just two confidence levels way off from each other.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, they two confidence levels, definitely a little far apart on that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I bet my wife's listening to the radio right now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, going out in public with her, she doesn't think it, but guys are checking her out 100% of the time.
Does that make you feel good, though, because they're checking out your lady?
He's like, that's she's mine.
100% a pat on the back. Like, good job, bud. That's a howdy right there. Like, how do you do that?
Love that. All right, Jeff, have a great day.
You guys have a good one.
Bye-bye. Rick's in Tampa right now. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing good. I want to hear what you think.
Oh, absolutely deal breaker. I mean, come on, really? Would you sit around at a date with someone who's super obnoxious, getting the same results with people looking at you?
Yeah, it seemed like that's what she was going for. She was like, I got the surgery to show them off. That was her point.
Kind of why you get the surgery.
Absolutely. I mean, I get it. And like you said, there's a time and a place for it. And for sure. I mean, if you want to do that speech, wherever, you know, you want to hang them out. But from a male perspective, I absolutely agree with them. I mean, you don't want to be on a date with everybody gawking at you.
All right. So, I appreciate you calling, Rick. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
Love I always understand that men like to be with a woman. What is it you guys say, like, you don't want guys to see everything, you wait for the imagination? What are the words? You're a guy.
You want to leave some things to the imagination?
Yeah.
Glad we got through that. Ryan's in Tampa right now. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, man. What are your thoughts?
I think she's better off without him. I mean, she's got strong confidence. I think that's something that every guy should find in a woman. So she needs to find a guy that can handle the confidence.
Would not have been a deal breaker for you. No big deal, even if she was
absolutely
wearing something
not
revealing.
I mean, even on a first date, even if she is a little bit provocative, I mean, at the end of the day, you want to find someone that you can be kind of copacetic with. And if he can't handle a woman with confidence, then he needs to find something else. And she's way better off without him.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Right, bye-bye. Yeah, a lot of confidence flying around on that 7:15 second date update, mm-hmm, for sure. But I think he was a little bit intimidated, and maybe intimidated is not the word. Maybe he just was looking for something different. Maybe someone a little conservative. And you saw guys were on both sides of it. So, I mean, it is what it is.
I've had a couple of guys say, hey, I'll take her number.
Okay. Here we go. Trying to wrap this up in a nice family bow, and then you go there with it. I love it. All right. Yeah, I think she has plenty of options, no doubt about it. All right, here we go. We're going to play our game. We're going to let you clear the list for a $200 gift card. We need caller 9 right now to play with us. Hit us up, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. All right, Tina is in Dade City right now. Tina is going to play our Clear the List game right now on 995 QIK. Tina, here's how it works. Obviously, people have like a wish list sometimes on Amazon, or maybe there's such things you need. We want to help you out with a $200 gift card, okay?
Okay.
So here's what's going to happen. We're going to have Kevin read three items. Today has a Tampa Bay Rays theme to it. Three items. You are going to put them in order from least expensive to most expensive. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
All right. Kevin, the first item.
First, you'll stay dry when it's raining outside with the Tampa Bay Rays reverse umbrella. They only use high-quality windproof and anti-ultraviolet fabric. It's an inverted design, so when you open the door, you can close it from inside to outside without dripping after heavy rain. The classic C-shaped handle can walk easily and easily when answering the phone, handling food bags, or even holding your child's hand. Next, Next, the kids will have fun learning to play baseball with the Tampa Bay Rays Franklin Sports Youth T-Ball Glove and Ball Set. It's the perfect first glove for young players to practice their T-Ball skills and learn the game while having a ton of fun. This glove is constructed from soft, lightweight materials so kids can practice catching and fielding easily with no break-in time required. It's got a foam baseball that makes it easy to play indoors or out. Finally, spruce up your house with the Tampa Bay Rays Silhouette Panoramic Stadium Photo Mint. It's 100% wood frame. Get the perfect look to set your tone in your abode. This eye-catching Tampa Bay Rays 12x20 Silhouette Panoramic Stadium is ideal for upgrading the vibe of your home or office. It's got a unique design with printed Tampa Bay Rays graphics and a genuine wood structure that gives it an authentic artistic look.
Wow. Hey, Tanya, still there?
Very descriptive.
All right. Tina, you have the umbrella, you have the T-ball set, and you have the panoramic photo. Put those in order from least expensive to most.
The T-ball set, the umbrella, and the photo.
Yeah! You have won!
Way to go. That was awesome. You got a $200 gift card. Way to go. You just cleared the list.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
You got it. Hang on for us.
Okay.
All right. What were those actual retail prices?
The Franklin Sports Youth T-Ball Glove and Ball Set, retail price $19.99. Nice. The Reverse Umbrella, $52.99. And finally, that Silhouette Panoramic Stadium Photo, $69.99.
Wow. All actual retail prices?
That is correct.
All right. We're going to play again this afternoon at 4:40 for that $200 gift card, and then again tomorrow morning at 7:40.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Let's check in now with Tampa Bay's Morning Crew to find out what's happening in the world of country music with the Music Minute.
All right, well, here we go. The 2020 CMT Music Award nominees were announced yesterday. Luke Combs, Ashley McBride, Dan and Shay, Sam Hunt, Kelsey Ballerini, and Thomas Rhett all lead the pack with three nominations each. The first round of voting ends at noon on October 12th. So the one thing I like about this show, it's a fan voted show.
That's cool.
So if there's a tie for all the big prizes, then guess what? It's your fault, the fans. So
I'm pretty sure we will not see a tie again.
No.
All right. So again, that will go down. The show airs October 21st. So okay. Add that to your calendar. All right. Brantley Gilbert and his wife, Amber, you know, they have two kids. Their son, Barrett, will be, Barrett will be three in November. And their daughter, Braylon, just turned one. And when it comes to parenting, well, Brantley sees himself in his son.
I have to put a lot of effort into kind of being a little tough on my son. And some of you may not like the way that sounds, but I'm telling you right now, my son has me in him. And he needs some direction. But, you know, it's one of those things. I'm having to treat a lot of the down-the-road stuff like a bridge we're going to cross when we get there. I'll drive myself nuts with it. I figure I got 14 or 15 good years left before prison.
So good.
I love Brantley Gilbert. All right, Carly Pearce posted a video yesterday on her Instagram. She said, "The song came on when I was driving late last night, and it punched me straight in the gut, just like country songs do. Some songs just stand the test of time.
And our lives are better left to chance, and I could have missed the pain. But I'd have had to miss the dance."
Can't go wrong with little Garth Brooks, the dance right there.
No, it's good. It's a good video. A lot of her fans commenting on that. All right, and finally today, Scott McCreery, he released a new song yesterday called "You Time," and it was inspired by his wife, Gabi. And he said, you know, a couple years ago...
I'm sorry, Gabi?
It's Gabi.
Is it really?
I've asked him about it.
Unbelievable. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pronounced Gubby.
Not Gabby.
We had a long conversation about it.
Wow. Yeah. That's a fun fact. I didn't know that.
There you go. That before, when he was touring and she's a nurse, they barely saw each other.
We were busy. I mean, this was like in the heat of when Gubby was at Duke Hospital and, wow. and she was having to flip-flop between night shifts and day shifts and I'd be coming in from the road and... But yeah, we weren't seeing each other a lot then. We're seeing each other a lot right now, though, more than we ever had before. It's been nice.
Gubby.
You guys lost me. I love it. That is so cool.
Gubby. JR learned something today.
That is awesome.
So anyway, this song is really, really good. I know there's a lot of Scotty McCreery fans all around, especially here in the Tampa market. So I just figured the song is called You Time, and I just want to play it. So we're going to do that right now. So this is brand new from Scotty McCreery. It is called You Time. It's the Music Minute.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Get it, Lana? Thursday 3.
I get it. I like it.
Three's company.
It's one of my favorite shows back in the day.
Tell you what.
Can you name one person on this show?
What's that?
Three's Company.
Well, we don't have a lot of time right now. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. Yes, I can.
Suzanne Summers, John Ritter.
Yeah. Yes, at, what is the guy's name? Furley?
Ralph.
I don't know.
The guy that lived next door. Mr. Furley.
Yeah.
What was his real name?
Don Knotts.
Don Knotts.
Is it Don Knotts?
Yeah.
There you go.
I dressed up one year for Halloween as Mrs. Roper.
Yes.
And I went to a party and I ran into somebody dressed up as Mr. Furley.
Wow.
Funny.
What a great time, huh?
Give me more party.
Yeah. Got any more great stories for us, Lana?
Later.
All right, here we go. Thursday 3, it's our top picks of the week. What about a sidetrack right there? All right, Kevin, what was your pick of the week?
My pick is, this song's been out for a while, but Chase Rice, Lonely If You Are. I just love this guy.
What has gotten this on fire for you again? Like, what, you're,
I don't know.
You've really come back to this song.
I don't know. I've liked it since the beginning. I don't know. I've obviously not chosen it. So I just figured maybe this is the week to choose it.
That's fine.
It's the whole head down, eyes up movement.
I guess, but he's so good in concert. He's such a good writer of songs. This song's really good.
All right, here we go. Lonely If You Are, Chase Rice.
It could be AM or PM. It could be middle of the week or the weekend, baby. It ain't too late or too far. Just call me because I'm lonely. If you are.
Chase Rice, Lonely If You Are. All right, that is Kevin's pick. Lana, what you got?
Well, I chose Darius Rucker's Beers and Sunshine because it's just one of those uplifting, fun, good songs. And it was written by Darius, Josh Osborne, and a couple other people. And it's just one of those songs you're not going to turn off because it makes you happy.
Everybody's down in a world all crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on.
Yeah, that's a good one. Definitely an uplifting song right there. And by the way, something about Darius's voice. If you're having a bad day, you put one of his songs on, you're like, back when he was, I mean, from when he was Hootie to when he was Darius, fantastic. He always puts me in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Luke Combs. Now, this has been
on. Come on, you can't pick this one.
Why can I not? This is a banger right here, dude.
Oh, man.
It's a little bit slower for him, but Luke Combs, Better Together. It's on his album, by the way, one of the best selling albums of all time. Mm-hmm. And here it is, Better Together, Luke Combs.
Well, pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me. As long as you're right here,
it is good.
I'm getting into the feels today.
I know,
I'm feeling it today.
It is a good song, but we have a little competition between the three of us
to see
who wins, and you come out with Luke Combs, and that's just going to take the cake.
He didn't even win Entertainer of the Year. What are you worried about? It was a tie.
That is true.
All right, let's do this. You pick. Which song is the best? We'll take the ninth caller, and you decide who wins our bet out of those three. So you have Luke Combs, Better Together. You have Chase Rice, Lonely If You Are. You have Darius, Beers, and Sunshine. 800-992-1099. That's our Thursday 3. It is time to settle our Thursday 3 right now on 99.5 QYK. We have Jackie on the phone. Jackie, where are you at?
Wesley Chapel, in traffic.
You're in traffic right now in Wesley Chapel. All right, well, listen, we got to settle this bet. We had our Thursday 3. We had Luke Combs, Better Together, which I picked. We had Chase Rice, Lonely If You Are, which was Kevin's pick. And then we had Darius Rucker's Beers and Sunshine for Lana. Out of those three, what is your pick?
Listen, I'm a people pleaser, and I want to pick all three because that's just the type of person I am. However, Luke Combs is the winner.
Yes! Come on!
I mean, we could have chosen it, too.
Oh, excuse me. First of all...
I know, it was chosen for us.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. She just said it herself. She's a people pleaser, and so am I. And that's why I picked the hits here. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even a hit.
I know. It's gonna, hey, you're doubting him? That's going to be coming.
It hasn't even been released.
Hey, Jackie, I like your style. Yeah. You have great taste in music. Luke Combs, Better Together. Way to go.
Yes.
Well, look, people have spoken.
One person has spoken.
Well, listen, I think she speaks for all of Wesley Chapel.
It's a great song, and it's on his latest album. It's another one. It's going to go to number one.
It is.
Should we make a bet on that? I say 10 weeks.
10 weeks, I know.
I'll go the over on that.
I'm just hoping he finds some success pretty soon here. Luke Combs, Better Together, our Thursday 3 pick of the week. It's 99.5 QYK. Well, here you go. Let me read this scary headline for you right here. Dog found on a bridge 120 feet over the Mississippi River. Here's your I Feel Good story on 99.5 QYK right now. Okay, so this headline's scary, but Lana, break this story down for me.
So this guy, Greg Jenkins, he was part of a crew. They were all inspecting bridges. This is what his job is. And when they were out there inspecting the bridge, he looks down and there's this poor little dog stuck, like you said, 120 feet above the Mississippi River. And the dog, there was no way this dog could get out. How it got there is still a mystery. But Craig, who has experience in doing some climbing and doing some mountain climbing, he was able to go into his truck and get some cables and was able to kind of climb down a little bit to this area where the dog was and kind of make a hoist. And they hoisted the dog out, and the dog is now safe.
That's some Ace Ventura stuff right there.
It is.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah, boy.
I love that. Alrighty then.
That's right.
Yeah, all right, Craig. Way to go, man. I love that. But yeah, I was so scared for that dog.
I don't know. You don't know how long it's been there and how it even got there in the first place. But he said the dog was really kind of scared at first and shy. But then I think the dog realized, wait, these people are here to help me. So he was really like, hey, guys, I'm here. Come get me.
Yeah, you see those videos a lot, like about, you know, like, if it's horses or if it's deer that get stuck in ice or whatever. Mm-hmm. You probably know this from being from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Falls into the ice, the ice being thin. And then those animals are so scared at first. And then you see like a wild deer just finally just give it up. And then those guys are carrying it out, you know, or whatever, out of a river or whatever. But big I Feel Good. Hats off to Craig for making that happen and saving that little puppy. You know, we're dog lovers on this show. So,
and I've posted the story and the video. You can see them saving the dog, 995QIK.com.
Yeah, there it is. All right. Dirk Spitling, somewhere on a beach right now. Turn us up. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Time now for the ACMCMA winner, 22-year veteran, and also a mermaid at Weeki Washi. Have you been there, Lana?
The yes, live mermaid. He is one of the mermaids there.
He used to do that. Merman, we should say. He was a merman for a long time.
Please.
Years and years and years.
And you still got the fins?
I got rid of those.
He got legs.
I had to go through the garage and get some stuff out when I got married.
I got legs.
All right. What is trending in Tampa Bay, Kevin?
Oh, my goodness. The Tampa Bay Lightning won game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final 5-2 last night and now have a 2-1 lead in the series. Surprise before the game, guys. Steven Stamkos, the captain. He played in the game last night. And he didn't waste any time getting on the score sheet either.
And Radulov wanted to play it on through for Ben, but it's colored by the Lightning and sent back ahead and escaping back up the wing. It's Stamkos. He scores! Get it! My goodness! Right out of a storybook, and it's 2-0.
Woo! That's awesome. I love it.
2-0. They wound up going 5-2 in the game.
They were on fire last night. They looked good.
It was great. Great seeing Stammer back back on the ice. I loved it.
Stammer. Oh, Stammer. They're buddies, I guess. I didn't know.
Friends what, call him
good
Stammer.
Old Stamham. What do you call him?
It's Stammer time.
Stam the man.
I'm sorry. They play. You can't touch us after they.
No, I know. But
he scores.
You guys hang out though, as I'm saying. So you call
we're
him
tight.
You call him Stam the man,
tight.
Right? Don't
yeah.
you?
Stammer.
Stamham.
Stammer.
All right. Go ahead.
Game 4 tomorrow night, 8 p.m. By the way, Game 4 and Game 5. Game 4 Friday night. Game 5 Saturday night. So two games on 2 days. So if the Rays win tomorrow, or the Lightning win tomorrow, I'm getting ahead of myself. The Lightning win tomorrow, they could finish it off Saturday night. That's what could happen. So 8 o'clock tomorrow, NBC, regular NBC tomorrow. The Tampa Bay Rays clinched the American League East last night.
Woo!
As they beat the Mets 8-5. It is their first division title since 2010, third overall as a franchise. Joey Wendell talks about winning the division.
It's a great accomplishment to be champions of this division for the regular season. You know, that's something that doesn't come around too often, so it's pretty special, regardless if it's a, 162 or 60-game season.
Win's a win.
Absolutely. This is, every team went through this, so they all had to play the same amount of games. So the Rays have a day off today, start their last series of the season tomorrow night at the Trop against the Philadelphia Phillies. Uber will now be delivering groceries from Winn-Dixie. Right now it is only happening in Tampa and the surrounding area, so just like right around Tampa, so not in Pinellas County yet, but they plan to expand to the other Tampa Bay areas very soon.
Does that include alcohol?
Groceries? I didn't see that.
There's another app for that, by the way.
It's so dangerous. Like, I'm sitting home. Yeah, I'm out of beer. Just Uber it over to my house.
It does not say that in this story. I'm sorry, Lana.
By the way, those aren't the hard-hitting questions we were looking for, but Lana's got them for you.
And finally, USF was scheduled to play against FAU this weekend in Boca Raton, but that game has been postponed due to issues related to coronavirus. USF played Notre Dame last weekend. Notre Dame had 13 positive COVID-19 test results after the game. USF has paused football activities and are awaiting test results and contact tracing. The Bulls players were tested on Monday, and no players or coaches had it. So they're waiting. So they just said, out of just safety, they are postponing the game with FAU this weekend. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go Bolts and Rays. Gosh, what a night.
That was great. It was great last night. I watched both games. I stayed up late. I was like, I want to be happy when I wake up tomorrow. It was fantastic.
It was awesome.
That is Kevin right there, a wiki-walkie merman. He did that for a long time. It was unbelievable. I actually think there's a picture of him still on the wall over at Wiki Watch.
I think so.
If you look close, it's there.
And by the way, Lana, to answer your question, bottles, get that app. They will deliver beer and alcohol to you. All right? Yes.
B-O-T-T-L-E-S.
What are you doing a spelling bee tomorrow? New Brett Eldridge, Gabrielle right there, Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. By the way, I talked to my mom yesterday, Kevin, and she wanted to remind me to tell you that you are her favorite.
Even more than you?
Oh, way more than me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so well, they were talking.
Carol, good morning.
Yes, and it's not Carol Baskin, if anybody's worrying.
It's not.
Different last name.
Is she sending candy apples and brisket for us?
Oh, no. No, she's not doing that. That's the bet between the Dallas
and the
mayor and our mayor,
right.
Jane Castor. So.
I know. I was hoping we could get some, too.
We can talk about that off the air if you like. Just wanted to say that to you, buddy, because I talked to her last night. She's like, oh, my gosh, I love him so much. He's so great.
Well, it's,
and then I said, Mom, I'm your only son. Thanks a lot.
And I'm just sitting over here, too. Hello.
Yeah, I know, right? What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Right.
So, apparently, we're out. She's just going to listen more if it's just Kevin.
I like it.
All right. You don't want to work with us anymore or what?
Of course I do.
This has gone way off the rails. I love it.
Hey,
by the way, highlight of the show, I think, for everybody is that the Rays have clinched.
Yes.
We are up 2-1. We could finish off the Stanley Cup final by Saturday.
Yes. Yep.
If they play Friday and Saturday. So if they win tomorrow and go up 3-1, they have a chance Saturday night.
And the good
Let's
news.
Hope.
We will
It'll
not
be
hear
Saturday
any,
night.
We will not hear any complaining from Miss Lana on times, because Friday night and Saturday night, doesn't matter how late the game
is. I know, because we can finally watch.
What a treat, right?
I know, I love it.
What was your highlight of the show?
Mine?
Yes.
Oh, I love the new Scotty McCreery song that we played called You Time.
That's and a great then, song.
JR found out that his wife's name is pronounced Gabi.
Gabi. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah. Not Gabby.
It's yeah.
Gabi.
I'm pretty sure I've interviewed him and said Gabby multiple times.
Everybody does, so, he says.
Gabi. Gabi or Gabi?
Gabi.
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 Gabi McCreery.
Yes.
That's right.
Gabi McCreery.
Wow. The more you know.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.